Kamlei B'Dirabmanei. The main sugyas of Kamlei B'Dirabmanei are in the third parak in Sidus and parak Elanaris. So the Gemara said there's an added chiddush. So the Gemara quote, we're working on a Mishnah in parak Hakoines, in Dav Samach Aleph. The Mishnah talks about Kamlei B'Dirabmanei. There was an Eved, Kofus Lo, the Eved was tied up. You kill an Eved, you chayv misa. So the fellow made a fire in the barn, and the Eved was killed because he was tied up, he couldn't run away. So the one who is responsible for killing the Eved, probably not going to get Misa la Misa. How can you have Hasroa, Tuch de Dipa? The whole thing is far-fetched. It's surprising that anybody ever get the ever got the death penalty for anything. If you have to have Hasroa from the Eidim, Tuch de Dipa, you have to be Meshugit, and then you have to be Bekabel de Hasroa. So these dinim were just, the Mishnah has once in 70 years, if there was a Bezin, a Sanhedrin of 23 Dayan who administered the Nefoshes, the Mishnah says it would be considered a Katlanis. Even once in 70 years is highly unlikely. How can it be? Anyway, so the Mishnah talks about this din of Kamla Vidarabine. So the Gemara said, the Chiddush, there's an added Chiddush here, even Gdi Dechad, but Abdi Dechad. I burnt down the barn, and the Gdi belonged to one person, and the Eved belongs to a different person. So it's Misa because of one person, Mama from a different person, you still say Kamlei B'Dirabmanei. So the last line in the Tesis, B'Gdi D'chad D'Avda D'chad, the last two lines, K'tzas Kosher L'ri, it's a murderous Kasha, it's not K'tzas Kosher, it's a bomb of a Kasha, terrible. He says, what's the difference who the Gdi, what's the difference who the Eved belongs to? If you kill, even if you kill your own Eved, Yechayv Misa, unless he survives, Yoma Yamaim Yamad Lo Yukam K'kaspahu, thus he survives 24 hours. But otherwise, that's the last line of test. I feel hard gevet shalatzma is chayv misa, unless it's yom o yamayim. So the chi of misa by killing an eved is not because he's an eved shel ploini, because he's a human being, because he's chayv mitzvus keisha. You kill a nochri, you're not chayv misa. It's not there, but you're not chayv misa. You kill an eved, you are chayv misa. So why did I have to say the Gdi belongs to one person, the Eved belongs to another person? Even if the Gdi and the Eved belong to the same person, the Chi of Misa for killing, for murdering the Eved is the Chi of to the Eved. And the Chi of Mammon is to the owner of the Gdi or the owner of the Gaddish. So even if it would be Gdi and Eved Dechad, not Gdi Dechad Avda Dechad, even if they both belong to the same person, it's also a Chidush of Mammon Lezen Efashus Lezen. So what does the Gemara say? Gdi dechad avda dechad. So Tosis says, Mikom makom, nirol al chidush yosef. The Gemara thought, it's even a bigger chidush. Okay. But the Kasha is better than the Teretz. So then in the middle, and towards the end of the Tosis, right before that last line, Tosis asks a question. The Gemara on our daf comments on that Mishnah from Daf Samach Aleph and Perek Akainis, that the Mishnah gave you a case of Mammon Lazen Foshes Lazet to tell you that even in such a situation, you also apply Kamlei B'Dirabmanei. You shouldn't think that it only applies when the Mammon and the Misa are to the same person. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, that the original Pasuk in Chumash is like that. The original Pasuk of Kamlei B'Dirabmanei in Parshas Mishpatim, Ki Notza Anoshim V'Nokvi Shohar V'Yotza Yeladeho, they accidentally hurt the pregnant woman and she lost the baby. See, lo yia osan, if the woman doesn't die, onish yonish, kashi yosha sal balo isha. If the woman doesn't die, you just kill the uber. So by b'nei noyach, the din is b'nei noyach achayv misal uberim. The Gemara Sanhedrin learns it off in the pasuk in the end of Parshas Noach that says, shafech dam ba'adam, ba'adam damo yishafech. That if someone kills another person, is chayv misis bezin, ba'adam damo yishafech. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, shafech dam ha adam ba adam. If you kill a fetus, who's an adam inside an adam, little baby is inside the mother's womb, so that's an adam ba adam. So dam ha yishafech is chaymis. How did the Gemara know that it's only by ben noach neragal hu ubrin? The Mishnah in Nida says, tinik ben yoimai, if a baby is born and he's one day old, hahorga neragal. If you kill a baby, chaymisa. We have a din mid the Rabbanon that until a baby survives 30 days, min haTorah, we assume a normal baby is a bar kayama. you're not misupik, then maybe it's a neifel. If a baby is born prematurely, prematurely means before the beginning of the ninth month. Baby is born prematurely. So today they put him in an incubator until the doctors release him from the hospital. So the Chazon Ish said, once they put him in an incubator, it's like you put him back inside the mother's womb, and then when the doctors release him, he's called a Bar Kayama. The days of the Gemara, till recently, they didn't have such a thing as an incubator. So the din was, if a baby was born prematurely before the beginning of the ninth month, so he's considered a Suffolk navel till he reaches the age of 20. He's considered a Suffolk navel. Why? He can't be Mitzar from Torminion, because he's a Suffolk, he's alive or dead. He's walking around, he's leg and tefillin, but it's a Suffolk navel. Navel means he was never born. He was born dead. Stillborn baby is a navel. That's if you know for sure that the Vlad is a navel. What if... That's if you know for sure that it's lo kol lechadosha, the baby was born prematurely before the beginning of the ninth month. That's how the Ramos says. And the Gemara, it's a machlekes, whether you're led this letisha, a nine-month pregnancy, you're led this lemukutoin. Is that normal that the baby will be born in the beginning or the middle of the ninth month? Or you're led this letisha, any you're led this lemukutoin? Mukutoin means part of the month. You don't have the whole month. You only have eight full months. It doesn't depend on what day on the calendar is. It means 8 times 30 days. 8 times 30 days is 8 months pregnancy. And then if the pregnancy entered into the ninth month, that's called, so that's a machlekes in the Gemara. And for many generations, there was a machlekes of Rishonim. And many were of the opinion that's considered loikol alachadoshim. And the Rama quotes it, Chuvas Tash Beitz, who says that Bizman Azeh, whatever it was in the days of Gemara, today it's not like that. Nishtan hatfaim, and today it's perfectly normal that a woman gives birth to a baby into the ninth month. That's considered kol lechadoshim. What if a woman has a baby? You don't know. One way or the other, you don't know whether the pregnancy did enter into the beginning of the ninth month or not. Any adua. So we, min ha-Torah, we assume that rov lodes are not a navel. And that's the Mishnah in Nida. The Tinik ben Yomot, a baby was born today, and he didn't survive yet 30 days. Ha-harga neragolav. If someone kills the baby, it's chayv misa. With the Rabbanan, they made it in that if you don't know if it's kol lo chadoshev or not, so they said, we treat it as if it's a Suffolk navel. And therefore, ha-harga ain't a neragolav. Why did they make such a din? You treat it as if it's a... Why, just a pata murderous? Someone caused an abortion over here. So not an abortion. Someone killed a baby that was just born, someone kills a baby within the first 30 days. So why did the Chachamim, what motivated the Chachamim to pata the murderer from Misa? So the first Magen Mishnah on the Rambam Hilchas Yibum has a bit of an essay on this. So he says, the Chachamim really introduced this then to be Machmer. Namely, a man is married and he dies leaving no children, but his wife is pregnant. So if let's say 8 months after he dies, the wife gives birth to a baby, and the baby is a Vlad Bar Kayama. So we say, Ben Yeshlo. Even though the baby wasn't born yet at the time that the father passed away, but if the woman is pregnant, that's Ubein, it Chumash says, Ubein Ein Loi. So the word Ein Loi is spelled Aleph Yud Nun. Ubein Ein Loi doesn't have any children. So the Gemara Darshan's Ubein Ein Loi Ayin Olav. Look into it. If the wife is pregnant, so see what's going to turn out at the end. If she has a Vlad Bar Kayama later, even months after he dies, then she's Pata from Chalitz. Oh, thank you. So what happens if the wife has a baby and the baby dies a week after it's born, or the baby is killed a week after it's born? So then also there's no Chalitz. The wife had a baby. But what if she had a baby and we're not sure whether it was Kolo Lachadoshev? We're not sure whether the baby was kol chadoshev. So min ha-Torah, we go basar roiv. Roiv babies are v'lad bar kayama. And mid Rabbanan, they introduced the chumrah. They said if a man dies leaving no children, the only child he has is the wife who's pregnant, and then she gives birth to a baby, we don't know whether it's kol chadoshev or not. A lot of times you can't tell. You don't know whether they're kol chadoshev or not. So then, and then the baby dies. So if you wait 30 days, then you know for sure that it's a Vlad Bar Kayama. Where'd they get the 30 days from? They got it from Pidyon HaBen. The din of pinyan rabbanan is even if the baby was post-matured. Let's say that the pregnancy was a 10-month pregnancy. Post-mature baby, still you can't do pinyan rabbanan until Yom Lamanal if you have to wait 30 days. But what's the rationale? What's the reason why the Torah said you have to wait 30 days? Because usually, if you're not sure whether the blood was a bar kayama or not, so if you wait 30 days, so that's a beer that it was a bar kayama. So my pinyan rabbanan happens to be a lot plug. It's a low plug deraisa, even if the baby was post-mature, even if it's longer than a 9-month pregnancy, still have to wait Yom Lamanal. But the Chachamim were authorized by the Torah, Shmartemes Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris L'Mishmarti, Asay Siog LaTorah. That was one of the three mottos of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. That's quoted in the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, Heimam Shlosh HaDvarim. One of the Shlosh HaDvarim is Asay Siog LaTorah. They made a lot of siogim. So they wanted to make a chumrah that if a man dies and he's married and he has no children, and after he dies, wife is pregnant and she has a baby later on, and we're not sure whether it was called a chadoshav or not. So min haTorah you say the roiv vladis are b'nei kayama. The vlad is a bar kayama. So even if the baby dies within 30 days, the din should be that there's no need for chalitza. So the rabbanan and they were machmer to say that if you don't know whether this is called a chadoshav or not, and the baby dies within 30 days, you don't go basar roif, the roif lot is sabak hayama, you require chalitza, because we consider it as if the baby was an eifel all along, even though the baby survived for 10 days, a week or two, we consider it as if it was an eifel. So in order to make such a chumim with the rabbanan, they had to make it across the board. So they had to make also the pata, the murderer. Someone kills a baby was born, and it's never a sick baby. So someone wants to spare the parents the agony of having an asik with this sick child. So after the child is 10 days old, they kill the child. So min haTorah, the guy's chayv misa, because we assume that the vlad is a bar kayama. Even though you don't know whether it was kolal chadashim, you don't know whether it was a full-term pregnancy, it doesn't make a difference. We go basa raif. But midrabanan, because they wanted to introduce a chumra to require chalitza, in the case where this is the only child that the man had, he died before he had any children. His wife was pregnant. So they introduced a chumra there. So that chumra, they had to make it across the board. So that chumra turns out to be a kula by the murderer, that they patted the murderer, that if anyone kills a baby that didn't survive yet 30 days, if the baby is yodush, kololo hadoshov, we know for sure that it was a full-term pregnancy, then you don't, even if you kill him tinik ben yom echad, you chayv misa. But if it's any adum kolal chadoshav, so min haTorah you go basa roiv, roiv lod is our vlad bar kayoma, and mid the rabbanon they said you should consider it as if it's a suffix. So again, by nochrim there is a din if you kill an ubi, you chayv misa. By Yisrael, the din is only Tinik ben Yom Echad, if he's born. How did the Tanoim know that that's so? Maybe Yisrael who kills an Uber is also Chayv Misa. So the Meiri writes, the Stechem didn't have most of the Meiris that were printed. Stechem lived the early 1900s, so he didn't have most of the Meiris that were. They had the manuscript was discovered later. So he quotes this same idea from Rav Shlomo Levilner. He used to correspond with many different rabbanim in Europe. So Rav Shlomo Levilner wrote him this idea that Rav Shlomo Levilner also didn't have. Rav Shlomo Levilner lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. They also didn't have the Miri. So they both say the same thing. How did the Tanoim know that if a Jew kills an Uber, he's not Chai Misa? The Pasuk says, Shefech Dam Ba'adam Ba'adam. Why do you say it only applies to Bnei Noach? Because the Parsha says, by the Mevelodis, Im Lo Ye Osan, if the mother is not, doesn't lose her life, Onish Yonish. That the man who caused her to lose the fetus, the baby, has to pay the mevelod. It mustn't ye if the woman loses her life. So why don't you say come levi the rabbine? Because the baby lost his life. So you see from the parsha and chumash, from the parsha of the mevelod, is that if you kill an uber, you're not chay misa. Only if you kill a mother, you're chay misa, and that engenders a come levi the rabbine. But just for killing the uber, there's no chay of misa. There are three opinions in Achrayim. What's the story? Is there an Issa to kill an Uber? So Rabbi Yankevem holds that there's no Issa at all. Others hold that there's an Issa the Rabbanon to perform an abortion. And the accepted opinion is like Tosfos proof in the Sugya and Sanhedrin that it's an Issa deraisa The only discussion is, what is the nature of the Issa Deraisa? Is it an Issa Ritzicha, that you're not allowed to cause an abortion, or is it an Issa Chavola on the mother? Nafkamina would be, can you only perform the abortion when the mother's life is in danger? Because we declare the fetus, we declare the uber as a right upon the mother. That's how the Rambam seems to learn. Rambam says the reason why you have a right you have a right to kill the uber is because the uber is a right. So Moshe said it has to be karv levadai, that the mother's life is in danger. If it's not karv levadai, you have no right to kill the uber. Moshe Nikane, according to many other poskim, Pashtus and the Gemara is not like the Rambam. The Rambam is problematic over here. So the Pashtus and the Gemara is that it is an Isser Deraisa to kill an Uber, but it's not an Isser Ritzicha on the Uber, it's an Isser Chavol on the mother. Like a normal person is going to cut off a finger. What did he cut off a finger for? It's a Chavol. So a woman, it's normal. A woman gets pregnant and she has a baby. So why are they performing an abortion? Normal thing is, you let the woman become pregnant, you let the baby be born. So it's a chavola on the mother. But what if it's medically recommended to do the abortion? Let's say if you don't do the abortion, the mother will not die, but she's going to have aggravation for the rest of her life. She's going to have a nervous breakdown, she's going to be weak, and it's recommended medically that she should have an abortion. Or you can tell in advance that the baby's going to be a very sick baby, and she's going to have psychological aggravation for years and years and years from this sick child. Going to have to put the child in a home. It's going to be a strain on their marriage and so on. So in such a case, it's medically recommended to do the abortion. So that's the shaila. If the Issa Deraisa, we assume it's an Issa Deraisa. If the Issa Deraisa of abortion is Ritzicha, then the only heta you can have is when the mother's life is in danger. The Rambam explains because the fetus is considered a roidev after the mother. But if you say that it's an Issa Chavola on the mother, so whatever it's medically recommended, so there wouldn't be an Issa Chavola. So getting back over here. So the Pasuk says in Chumash, Im lo ye'asan, if the mother does not lose her life, how does it say? Im lo ye'asan, anish ye'anish, Nasam Biflilim. Nasam Biflilim means that the Bezdim will make him pay. In Masan Yeh, then it's come labor the Rabbinay. Rashi and Tosfos and a lot of Rishonim say on Daf Ayin Amud Beis that even when you have a case of come labor the Rabbinay, but for Bolotz, you should pay the Mammon. The proper thing is you should pay the Mammon. So that's a famous comment from the Panim Yofis. From the Panim Yofis on that Pasuk in Mishpatim, it says, "Im lo ye'asan, if the mother doesn't lose her life, then in asa mefleinim, then the beznim will force the man to pay the mevlodis. And masan yeah, if the woman does lose her life, then it's kam leib the rabbinay. But balot sisideshmaim, should pay the mevlodis anyway. But it won't be in asa mefleinim. The beznim shall not; they won't force him to pay. If im lo ye'asan, if the mother doesn't lose her life, just the uber was killed." Then Menasem Eflilim, Bezun Shalmata makes him pay. And Masan Yeh said, Bezun Shalmaila will hold him to pay. But Balot says, Deshimayim should pay. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. And I know the base, Esen Asen Tarfila Boalim, but Balot says, Deshimayim, even when you say, come to the Rabbinah, you still Mechuyiv to pay. So the original mocker of come to the Rabbinah is that Pasuk and Pashas Mishpatim by the Mevlodis. That it says if the fetus dies, then you have to pay the mevlodis. If the mother dies, then you say kam lebi d'rabinei. So Tosfos says the original pasuk is mammon lazana fashos lazad. The chiyav says because he killed the woman. The chiyav mammon is to the husband, not to her. So the original pasuk on chumash is mammon lazana fashos lazad. So what does the Gemara make a big fuss on chabes and beis and agemara that the Mishnah later in Perek Hakoines and Daf Samach Aleph that says gedi and if it kafos lo is telling me a big added chiddush that I wouldn't have known otherwise that you apply kam levi the rabbine even if it's mammon lazan afashus lazan chayv misa for killing one person chayv mammon to a different person. The original parsha and the chumash is like that. You chayv misa for killing the woman and you chayv mammon to the bal ha'isha, the two different people. That's Tosfos kasha. Why does the Gemara consider it such a big chiddush? Is not the original pasuk So the Rabbeinu Tam, we learned the Tosis. Machlokes the Rivam the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the din of Mamon Lazan Fashis Lazan? So Rabbeinu Tam holds and he called the Torah Kula Mamon Lazan Fashis Lazan. You always do say Kam Lev the Rabbeinu, because the original pasuk is like that. Shein Misa V'Tashlumin. Yeah, what are they writing? V'Hevi Raya. The Garminon, the Gemara in Ksubas learns out from the Parsha Mishpatim, Shein Misa V'Tashlumin. You don't have to pay your Chai Misa. You say, Kam La'at, Melo Ya'asain, Anish Ya'anish, Shema Ya'asain, Lo Ya'anish, V'asain Misa Lo'isha, V'Tashlumin La'bal. So isn't it a B'Ferish Araya? Rabbi Ben Tam said, the Gemara here makes a fuss of the Mishnah, Daf Samach Aleph, and Perek HaKainis. So Rabbi Ben Tam said, you don't need the Mishnah. This is a B'Ferish Pasuk. The original pasuk in Parsha Mishpatim is a case Mamon Lazan Nefashon Lazan. So Taisa says not so fast. The mihu ain't zeraya, not such a hot raya, not so mukhrach. The korchan sichon loymar. You can't say like the Rabbeinu Tam. You can't say why. You must say the ha that case in the chumash is considered nisa v'tashlum lechod. To the same person. Why the tashlum is to the baal ha'isha, not to the isha. Kivin she'ein guf echod. Since the vlodis are inside the mother, so even though the payment of the mevlodis goes to the husband, but since the vlodis are guf echad with the woman and you kill the woman, so the chi misa is because of killing the isha and the vlodis are inside, so that's called misa umaman le'echad. You have to say it like that. Dilav hachin ma'ad boi lemay me'kar pergman sar mora. Mora had a hava mina to say maman is anafash le'zeh. You do pay, you don't say kam le'bidraminei. So Tosfos says, how can it be? What are you going to do with the pasuk? It's a beferish pasuk, and the original pasuk of Kam Levi the Rabbani is Mamon Lazan Nefashos Lazeh. So Tosfos says, Behechriach, you have to say, since the uber is inside the guf eisha, guf echod with the isha, it's called Mamon Nefashos Le'echod. So I think you have to add a little explanation, just not just physically, that the uber is inside the isha. Take, for example, there's a din of a person earns money, so whatever money he earns, he's entitled to. He keeps it, even a cotton. Let's say a cotton, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Samach, Tesam and Aleph. There's a, the long Tesam of Samach Hesam and Beis, the first Daf in Perik Mansur Mar, and the printer printed it on Samach Tesam Beis. It really goes out of Gemara, Samach Tesam and Aleph. So the Gemara there, Samach Tesam and Aleph, talks about Ger Cotton who has money and someone stole from the Ger Cotton. So Tosis has this long discussion. How do you have a Ger Cotton on the level of the Raisa? Ger Cotton is based on Zochen Adam Shlai Befanab, and Tzchi on behalf of a cotton seems to be the Rabbanim. The two Girsis in the Gemara in is El Neshach, where the Schia Lekotan, this is Machlokes HaTanoim, is the Schia Lekotan. On the assumption that you can do Schia Lekotan, that's a Machlokes, two Girsas in the Gemara, what is the Raisa the Rabban. So Tosis thinks it's more correct, the Girsa, that Schia on behalf of a Kotan is only with the Rabban. How can you have a Pasuk in Chumash talking about a Ger Kotan if it doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa? That's one Kash. That's one half of Tosis. It's a gigantic Tosis. Then another half of the Tosis, they discuss how did the Kotan acquire any property? He's a Ger. So he can't say that he Yarshin from his father. The kid converted, unless he Yarshin before he converted. Yarshin from his father before he converted. Okay. Tosis gives that suggestion, yeah. So Tosis has a whole discussion, how can the Kotan own money? How does he acquire money? So Tosis gives once, because a cotton is a labradas, mitzias cotton is only with the rabbanim. If cotton picks up a dovshal hefka, it's only koinim with the rabbanim. So Tosfos suggests, maybe if the cotton agreed to shovel the snow for me, or to wash the windows, or to wash the dishes, and I said, if you shovel the snow, I'll give you $2. And then I give him the money. So Tosfos says, since it's b'teres chiras poilim, maybe there it's for the purpose of piron achov. So there, the cotton would be koinim in ator. That's a fascinating chiddush that Tosfos gives. So the so normally there is a din that if a person owns money, even a child, A person earns money, and the boss pays him the money. The boy shoveled the snow, or the girl washed the dishes, whatever they did. And some adult agreed to pay the money. So when they pay the money, the child is kind of the money. So we have a din. Maisi yedei haktana goes liavia. We learn that from a pasuk that maisi yedei goes to the father. Even if there wouldn't be a father, maisi yedei would belong to the girl herself. We learn that from the pasuk binurehu beis avia. Binurehu beis avia. The father has chusei mamon. Father has the right to marry off the daughter. That's in Issa v'Hetta. The father has the right to be meifa nidre bito when she's a ktana or a naira till the age of 12 and a half, and she becomes a bageris. Then she's no longer b'shus aviyah. So the father has rights and privileges in Issa v'Hetta area to be meifa nidorim and to be mekabel kedushin for the daughter, to be mekabel get on behalf of the daughter. But you also learn out from the same pasuk b'nereh beis aviyah that the father has chusei mamon on the level of the Raisa. So what's on the level of the Raisa? That Maisi Adeha Li Aviha. The father is entitled to all the Maisi Adayim until she becomes 12 and a half, until she becomes a Bogeris. Mid the Rabbanan made a takana that the father is entitled Mitzi Yosa Li Aviha. If the girl's walking in the street and she finds a Dobshal Hefker, so Minatur, she can keep it herself. And mid the Rabbanan, the Gemara gives a whole explanation why Mid the Rabbanan made a takana that she has to give it to the father. So there is certain schusei mamon. Let's say someone is ma'anis, a girl. So you have to pay chamishim shekel kesef. What do you pay to? So if there's no father, then you pay the money to the girl. If there is a father, then the pasuk says, b'nereh beis aviyah. The father has the right to take the money. But if there is no father, if the father passed away, then you have to give the einis money to the girl herself. So that's a big shaila over here. This din of the mevlod is that it goes to the baal. Is the ikad din that it really goes to the woman because she's the one who's pregnant, and they kinatza anashim not kvishar v'yatza yeladeh, they caused her to lose her pregnancy. So maybe the ikad din really is that you muchif to pay the mevelodis to the isha, to the pregnant mother. But there's a din that the baal isha takes it away. The one who made it pregnant, even if they're not married. The Baal HaIsha usually means the husband, but here the din is even if they're not married, the one who made it pregnant has the right to take it away. But there would be cases where the Isha gets the Dmei Velodis. So that's a machlekes later on Daf Mem Tes. There's machlekes, that's where the whole sugya of Dmei Velodis is. All the Tanoim discuss it there. So there's a machlekes there on the bottom of the Daf. Mem Chesam and Aleph, Mem Tesam and Aleph, going over to Mem Tesam and Beis. There's a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Chizda. Does the woman herself ever have the right to collect the Dmei Velodis? And the Rambam paskins more than what it says in the Gemara. The Rambam says, yes, there are cases, surprising Rambam, there are cases where the woman is entitled to the Dmei Velodis. The Ravid writes on the Rambam, I don't know where in the world did he dig this one up? He said, that's not what it says in my Gemara. That's the way the rabbi usually is masigana. I said, that's not the way it says in my Gemara. It's a Rambam Behir. They give you the Marmokim and the Aimish, but Perak Dalin, Chayvul Mazik, Halacha Dalin, Halacha Gimel and Dalin. So the Rambam holds that Mikaradin, just like Einis, Mikaradin, the Einis money, the Chamishim Shekel, goes to the girl herself. But if there's a father, then the din is that the father, Bidnurea Beis Havir, father has chusim over the daughter, not only in Issa v'Heter, to be made for her nedarim, and to be mekadosh and to be mekabel get for her, even has chusim in dini mamonis as well. He has the right to take away the einus of mefata money. So the same over here, according to the Rambam, Rambam passing like Rabbah, according to the Rambam, the ikachi of the mevelodis is really to the isha. But if there's a Baal HaIsha, if the man who made it pregnant is around, then he has the right to take it away. But if he's not in the picture, he's not around, it was Hika Sa'isha Lachamisas HaBaal. There is no Baal. And the Baal was a Gershom Meis Vein Lo Yoshim. So Hika Sa'isha Lachamisas HaBaal, then the Dmei Velodis goes to the Isha. So it could be that that's what the Rabbi Natan is suggesting over here on Chav Beis and Beis. That since it's begufa isha, what he means, this, what he's driving at is the ikachiyuv to pay the Dmei Velodis really is to the isha. The din is that most of the time the baal has the right to take it away from the isha, But the ikachiv really is the isha. So that's called mammon and nefashah. It's le'echad. Because the ikachiv really was that the chiv misa is to the isha because he killed her. If mosan yeh. And the ikachiv, the main law, is really is to the isha, not to the balo isha. Let me just say a brief word about the Haftarah. This week's Haftarah tells about Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. it was Bizman Bais Rishon. And there is an Issa Deraisa of Shchut Echutz. You're not allowed to be Makar Karbonis. It's an Issa Karis. The Makar Karbonis outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So Eliyahu Anovi goes and he does Shchut Echutz. He's Makar of a Karbon. And Har HaKarmel. What was the heter to be makar the korban? So there's a long tesis in Sanhedrin daf tzadik amud beis. I'm not sure either tzadik or pei tes amud beis. You gotta take a look. And as a tesis there quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi ala Torah. Rashi Achumish writes that it's inferred in the pasuk that Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel said b'nevuah. He got this benevuah that he should do this stunt. He should be makrab shchut echutz. So it's benevuah. And Tosfos says from the simple reading of the Gemara there, it would appear that it wasn't benevuah. It was rather yeshkach b'yachachamim. It was Eliyahu HaNavi, not b'toras HaNavi, but rather b'toras Talmud Chacham. Eliyahu HaNavi, we have a practice that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos and the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so we don't blow shofar and we don't shake the lulav. So the Gemara says, "Min haTorah Yiram Mechuyev." Even though the first day, Rosh Hashanah, first day Sukkot is Daraisa, and you Mechuyev to shake a lulav, so mid the Rabbanon, they prohibited it. Why? Because Gzeira the Rabbi, they're afraid Shema Yaverenu Dal Aramis Bishus Harabim. So the Gemara says, the pasuk and Chumash. The concluding pasuk in Parshas Zachar Mois that authorizes the Chachamim to make Zeris, Ushmartem es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeris la Mishmarti, doesn't really tell you that they have the right to be Mevatla Mitzvah and Torah. It says they have a right to Asa Tiltal and a Carmelis, they have a right to Asa Muktzah, they have a right to introduce, you're not allowed to write with your left hand, even though Minat Torah it's Ayyidei Shinui. There's so many different Zeris de Rabbanon. Hachazara, Shehiya, Hachazara, so many different Gzeres from the Rabban. But this is a Chiddush on top of a Chiddush, that the Bezin has a right to make a Gzeres the Rabbanon in the form of being Oikadov and HaTorah. They tell us, don't fulfill the mitzvah that the Torah requires of us to fulfill. So Rabbi Chana Vassman says, how did they know that they had the right to do that? He raises the question on the whole sugya. How did the Chachamim know they have a right? Yishkach v'ad Chachamim, not only to make a gzera de Rabbanim, but lakar dov men ator b'shevi al tase, to tell you that the ger who converted on our Pesach should not bring the Korban Pesach. Men ator is mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach. Rabbanim, we say, is not allowed to. Or if you're wearing a four-cornered beged made from pishton, so men ator you have to put in tzitzis. Rabbanim, you're not allowed to put in the tzitzis. So we say Yeshkech Yachacham to make a gzere, even Bakira's Dov Menator B'Shev Al Tasa. How did they know they had a right to do that? So Rabbi Chana Vassman has a whole essay. This he happened to have written in America. He was in America raising money for his yeshiva. So he wrote the Kuntres Divrei Soferim when he was in Baltimore in America. So he writes, he thinks that it's based on the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim. It says, L'asas men akalado sheyagid l'cha yom in ismol. So Rashi and his commentary on Chumash quotes from the Sifrei, Yamin is small, afil amrim lecha yamin shu is small, val small shul yamin. Even if the Bezin tells you to do the wrong thing, you have to listen to the Bezin. So the Pasha Pshat in the Sifrei that Rashi quoted is, even if the Bezin made a mistake, the authority is binding, even an error. We said that's what the theme of the Cain mutiny is based on that Rashi. That's what the author of the Cain Mutiny taught in yeshiva for 2 years. He taught in yeshiva college. He said he based his whole book on that Rashi. So the Pashta says that that's not true. That the opening Mishnah in Horiya says that if the Bez Nagadol unanimously made it a mistake in Psak, And there's someone who knows that they made a mistake. So the Mishnah said, the first Mishnah in Horia says, he's not allowed to listen to the Psak. He's not allowed to follow a Psak that's an error. So what does it mean? Afilo amin shu small val small shu yamin. So the Ramban Achumish writes, he thinks what it means is, even if you're a layman and you think the Psak doesn't make any sense at all, a layman a lot of times thinks what the doctor said doesn't make sense. A chemist will tell you if you mix two chemicals together, you make an explosion. A layman will say, how can it be an explosion? This chemical is calm. This chemical is calm. Why should it make an explosion? Neither of them is dangerous. You have to know chemistry. Or let's say this has no color, this has no color. Mix it together, it'll turn red. How can it turn red? Both of them, neither has a color. If you know chemistry, you'll understand why it's going to turn red. So a layman can say, but common sense dictates that it's not so. So Ramban al Torah learns, even if you think that the bezin must be making a mistake because the psak doesn't make any sense, you should still listen. That's how the Ramban on Chumash interprets. So Rav Chana of Asman suggests maybe a different pshat. Afilu al yamin shu small, the bezin says min haTorah you mechuyev to shake a lulav on the first day Sukkot, even if it happens to be Shabbos, and we prohibit it because shemi avirenu. And the same year, Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. The first day Sukkot Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. So min haTorah mechuyev to blow shofar even on Shabbos. It's a chokhma bein melacha, and min derabbanan they prohibit it. So you have to listen to the psak of the bezin, even though it's a yamin shu small val small shu yamin. They're telling you to violate a mitzvah in the Torah. So that's given in the Gemara. We assume that that is the rule. Yeshkech b'yad chachamim. Not only based on the pasuk Shmartem is mishmarti, assume mishmeres l'mishmartei, say siyog l'tor, not only do they have the right to introduce siyog in Gzeris and Achokas, they even have a right to make a siyog in the form of Akira's Dovman HaTor b'shei baltas. Do they have the right to make Akira's Dovman HaTor b'kum b'yasei? So that's a whole sugya in Yevamos, Daf Peches, Peites, Tzadik. And the maskon of the Babli is no. Only b'shev al tase. But then the Gemara says, if it's lahira shor lemigda milsa, if it's a chad pa'mi, we were talking the other day about the brisa in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Vav, the brisa that appears in the Megillas Tainus says shamati lezem ayankev says shamati shebezna makam yanchin shaloi min adin. Bezna has a right to administer misa and to administer Malkus, and to be mafsid somebody's mammon, and to burn down his house, and to make it, to penalize him, take away his money. So the Gemara says, that's yeshkach v'achachomim lakadov minatar. They're giving the guy the death penalty. They're doing lesirtzach. Or they're going to give him Malkus. So that's akiras dov minatar. Bekum v'yasei. But since it's only lohayru ashoa, it's not Lediris, and it's Lemigda Milsa, so that's permissible. So the Gemara says, how do you know that it's true? So that in Sanhedrin, Daf, a paydecimal base, I think it is, Gemara says, like Elio Bahara Carmel. So that's what Tosin says. What does it have to do with Elio Bahara Carmel? Rashi Beferusha Ala Torah writes, Elio Bahara Carmel was told by Nevuah that this is what he should do. But the Sanhedrin decides on their own what they want to do. They decide to give Misa and Malkus La Rosha. They didn't have any Nevuah. How can the Gemara learn out from the fact that Eliyahu Bahara Carmel had a Nevuah? So this leads Tosis to believe, not like Rashi HaLatur. They think Eliyahu Bahara Carmel did it B'toris HaMechachim, not B'toris Eliyahu HaNavi, that he had a Nevuah that he should bring the Shchut Techutz. He'll accomplish a tremendous thing. The whole Tshuva movement, and they said Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. That's how the Haftorah ends off. The Haftorah is Kisisa. The Tosis says that it wasn't B'toris Nevuah. They disagree with the Rashi HaLatur. They think it was B'toris Talmud Chacham. Yeshkach B'yad Bezin L'akadom Min HaTorah B'kum Yaseh L'hayru Ashor L'migdam Nulsa. If they think they're going to accomplish something fantastic. But then Tosis has the question, but it sounds from the Gemara, according to Rashi, how do you read it? Eliyahu Bahara Carmel was B'toris Nevuah. So how can you learn from there, even if it's not B'toris Nevuah, that a Beznin, the Chachamim have authority to be a Kedom and a Ter B'Shev Altas Lohiru Ashor, the Migdam Milsa. How can you learn out a Beznin from a Novi? The Novi was told B'Nevuah. The Beznin is doing it on their own. That's a Pella. So Tosis writes, no, it's Toli Zabazet. How is it Toli Zabazet? So Tosis a little, they start to give the pshat, but they don't write a full sentence. They sound like they're driving out the following kavana. The concluding pasuk in Chumash Vayikra and the concluding pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar are practically identical. The Netziv in his commentary on Chumash discusses why is there a slight shinoi. Both of the psukim say the same thing. The gist of the both psukim is the same. Eila mitzvos v'chukim ha'im mishpatim ha'shatziv Hashem es Moshe v'har Sinai. These and only these are the mitzvahs that are binding throughout all the future generations, those that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. Mikan, from this pasuk, the Marsha writes there in the first daf in Megillah. He's not sure which pasuk the Gemara is alluding to. Are they alluding to the concluding pasuk in Chumash Vayikra or the concluding pasuk in Chumash Bamid, because they're practically identical? But the Netziv explains a slight difference between the two. So I'll call upon him. The gist of the two psukim is, Eilah ha-mitzvahs, these and only these are the mitzvahs that are binding throughout all the future generations, namely those mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. No Navi, after Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNavim, what is the relevance of that Iker? We spoke a lot about that. What's the significance of the fact that two Ikorim in Amuna, number one, we believe in Nevuah, number two, we believe Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon HaNavim. So the Rambam says, no later Navi can come and contradict what Moshe Rabbeinu said. If a Navi is going to come and say, the Bosham changed his mind, if in that one you don't have to keep Kashrus, you don't have to keep Shabbos, you don't have to keep Taras HaMishpacha. So we assume that the fellows are Navi Asheker. There is no such thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give a Nevuah to a Navi, a Nevuah min HaShemayim to the Navi, to be Oiker Adin in the Torah. That's what the Rambam writes, that Oso Ha'ish came and he said b'nevuah that the laws of the Torah no longer apply. And he talks about Muhammad. He always refers to Muhammad as the Meshugana. So he said the Meshugana came and he also said b'nevuah that we don't have to observe the laws of the Torah anymore. So we don't accept neither the Meshugana nor do we accept Oso Ha'ish, because that's the Yisoid. Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadesh Dov Miata. So Tesis uses that expression L'Chadesh Dovar. So Tosis understands that the restriction, that pasuk, whichever pasuk it is, the Marsha is not sure, either the concluding pasuk in Mechukos or the concluding pasuk in Masei, they're practically identical. Eila ha-mitzvah she'en novi rasha l'chadesh dover miyato, not only ein novi rasha l'chadesh, ein novi v'loi bezden. What do you mean? What does it mean, a chidish? What does the word chidish mean? So we usually say a chiddush is something that I would not have known on my own. If not for the fact that the Torah says it, I wouldn't have known on my own. So you learn the Gemara, you see that that's not the definition of chiddush. We spoke on many occasions. We have there is a machlokes later in Bava Kamma with the eight zaymim of the Mafrehu Nifsal or eight zaymim mikan al habahu Nifsal. That's the ayin of Yal Kigam. That's one of the six cases where we paskal like Abai. Abai holds that Ed Zaymim is Lamafrehu Nifsal. It becomes Pasal Eidus from the time that he gave Eidus Sheker. And Robert disagrees. He thinks that it's only Mikan al Habahu Nifsal. So one of the two explanations, the Gemara gives two explanations for Robert. We don't paskal like Robert. The Gemara gives two explanations. So one explanation is that Ed Zaymim is a Chiddush. So Ein Lachbar, Mishas Chiddush Aviyelach. How can you say he's Pasal Lamafreya? The whole thing that you believe the second Adam against the first Adam is a Chiddush, because my chos is that tzayis lahani, it's trey or trey. Why should you believe the second cut over the first cut? So that's the definition of Chiddush. The definition of Chiddush means an exception to the rule. The rule usually is when you have trey or trey. Two Adam say one way, two Adam say the other way. It's a sveike. We don't know who's telling the truth. We don't know what the facts of the case are. But if the second cut is mazim the first cut, by saying Imanu Hayisem, then the Torah says an exception to the rule. Then we do believe the second cut. And that's why Rava calls it a Chiddush. It's a question, how come we don't pass like Rava? Is it because Abai holds that it's not a Chiddush? That's how the Torah says. The Torah ala Torah, and the Torah in Choshem Mishpat, he gives the whole explanation. He says we pass like Abai because we hold that Eid Zemim is not a Chiddush. It's common sense would have dictated that you should believe the second cut over the first. And we don't assume like the Torah. We assume that Nesivis explains. We assume that Rabbi is right, Eid Zamin B'Zechidush, and it's still Paschal HaKabai, Detla Mafrehu Nifsal. So there the Gemara says, a chiddush ain't lech balam b'shas chiddush of yelech. Chiddush means davar sa'ses haklal, an exception to the rule. And the same thing, the Tosfos in Yevamos Dav Zayin points out, that one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidrash is by Mizdav Shoei Bechlal, V'yotzen Lidim Bedor HaChodesh Yavta Yochel Achseiru Lechlolai, Ad Sheachseren HaKosu with Lechlolai Beferish. What do you mean, V'yotzen Lidim Bedor HaChodesh? Any din that you wouldn't know on your own, that's called the Dav HaChodesh. Tosfos says, no. Dav HaChodesh means Dav HaSoises HaKlal. Happens the Gemara there in Yevamos is talking about Asham Mitzoyra. There were six Ashamas. So Asham Mitzoyra, normally in a korban you zerk the dam on the mizbech. It's very rare that you take some of the dam of the korban in addition to being zerk on the mizbech. You put it on tenuch ozno hayimonis v'abon yod hayimonis v'apon raglo hayimonis. You put it on the guf ha'adam. That's a chiddush. That's a dov ha'soises haklal. That's an exception to the rule. The rule is that the dam of all korbanos is nizrak on the mizbech. And this is an exception to the rule that not all the dam is nizrak on the mizbech. Some of it is placed on the human body. That's called the Dav HaChodesh. So, we learn now from the Pasuk, Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadesh Dav HaMiyata. So Tosfos says it goes both on the Novi and on the Chochem. The Chochem has a right to make a Gzera de Rabbanon, the Shmarta Mesech B'Shmarti, but he has to be careful that the Gzera de Rabbanon, he's afraid Shemi Avirena Dalaramas B'Shusaramas. He's going to say, from now on, no one should shake a lulav when the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. Wow! That's a whopper of a gzera de Rabbanon. He's doing away with the whole mitzvah. Isn't that Akira's Dov Min HaTorah B'Shei Bal Tasa? Isn't that a Chiddush Dover? So what right did the Chacham have to make such a gzera de Rabbanon? We learn from the Pasuk, Ela mitzvah Sochuk HaMishpatam Shetziv Hashem Es Moshe Mikan, from this Pasuk, She'ein Novi V'loi Chacham, both. Not only a Novi, goes on a Novi and a Chacham, a Novi and a Chadosh Dov HaMiyata. So the answer is, if it's only Lohairo Ashoa, the Migda Milsa, if it's B'Shei V'Al Tase, it's not called the Dov HaChodesh, or if it's Lohairo Ashoa, the Migda Milsa, even if it's B'Kum Yasei, also not called the Dov HaChodesh. So that was a discussion in Igmar. So the restriction of a Dov HaChodesh applies both to Novi and the Chacham. A Navi gets an Nebuah from the Rabbanu Shalom, but if it's Rabbanu Shalom tells him to do something, but if it's Akira's Dovim and HaTorah, he heard a clear-cut Nebuah. If it's Akira's Dovim and HaTorah and nothing great is going to come out of it, the Navi, it's not, it's Lohi Rosho, but it's not Lemigda Milsa. Let's say Avram Avira got a Nebuah, he should shech his son, Yitzchak. That's Lohi Rosho, to do Ritzicha once in the history of the world, Hayrasha, was it supposed to be? And Yitzchak was going to listen. He let, the Gemara points out, Yitzchak let his father tie him up, and he knew he was going to kill him. Why didn't he hit his father? Why did he allow the father to start to prepare to kill him? The answer is that Avraham Avinu was a Navi Muchsok, and you have to listen to the Navi. So the question is, this is Akira's Dov Ben Atar, B'kum V'yasei, to do the Akedah. It's Lahira, sure, but Tosfos says it has to be more than that. It has to be a Navi gets a Nebuah, has to be Hira, sure, Migda Milsa. If there's no Migda Milsa, then even the Navi are not allowed to listen to. But the Gemara puts the two together. If Elio, a Navi, was allowed to do it, Lahira, sure, the Migda Milsa, it's not a violation of a Navi, then the Bezin can do it. Because the same pasuk restricts both the koyach of the bezin and the koyach of the navi. So if the navi can do lahi rosha the migda milsa, then the bezin can also do akira dav menatara lahi rosha the migda milsa. But that's the whole haftarah is all about that story from Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel that he brought the shkut echutz. He bumps into one of the contemporary Nevi'im, Ovadia. Achav HaRasha tried to kill all the Nevi Hashem. They had hundreds and hundreds in the Haftarah. They had 850 in Nevi'i Sheker, Nevi'i Avodah Zarah. And Eliyahu HaNavi said they used to have a lot of Nevi'i Ho'emes, and they were all killed, they were all in hiding. So he's the only one that didn't hide. He wasn't afraid. A new Eliyahu HaNavi can become, he could disappear. There's no problem for him, but the others had to disappear. So the Pasuk says that Ovadia was a Talmud of Eliyahu Navi, was also a Navi, and he hid out 50 Nevi'i Hashem in two different caves. 50 in one cave, 50 in another cave. He gave them Lechem Yayin. So he was hiding out the Nevi'i Hashem, 100 Nevi'i Hashem. And the Medrash says he didn't have any money. So where did he get the Lechem Omayim? He had to borrow money for other people, and he used to borrow beribis. They wouldn't lend the money. He used to borrow beribis. He permitted to borrow beribis for the sake of Pikoch Nefesh. He had to hide out these Nevi'im. And he was the one who passed away, and his almana came to Elisha Navi, and she says that Hanosha Balakacha Sushnei Elodai, because during the lifetime of Achav HaRasha, Tosis explains in Maseches Avodah Zarah, during the lifetime of Achav HaRasha, they used to follow Dini Hagoyim. They didn't follow Dini HaTorah, they followed Dini Nemachusim, which you're not allowed to follow. You have to follow Dini HaTorah if all the parties involved are Jewish. So according to the Dini Nemachusim, if a person borrowed money and never paid back the money, you can sell the children as Avodim. So that's what she says, Hanosha Balakacha Sushnei Elodai. La'avadim, they're going to take her two children as Avarim. Because they used to follow Dina the Machus and the Dina from the Goyim. So, Esha Sovadia was the one who came to say, my husband died, and he was a Talmud of you. He was together with Elio and with Elisha, and in this week's after, he's with Elio and Navi. And she after Elio and Navi died, so he was with Elisha and Navi. And she was the one who said, Hanosha Balakacha Sushnei Elodai. So Elisha Navi told her she should start pouring the oil from the container and fill up all the kin. So this week's haftar is quite an important haftar. It's all about this klal of Einovi Yerushalachadish Dova Meyata, even if he gets it up in Nevuah. Even though it's only Lohi Rosha, has to be Lemigda Milsa, has to be both Lohi Rosha, Lemigda Milsa. Even though he got a Nevuah, that he has to do something, he's not allowed to follow up on it. Okay. We'll stop here. Have a successful day.